耶稣带领我们这几天年布道会的工作。
We thank the Lord for guiding us in the past few days of evangelical as well as our spiritual convocation.
我们早上也有五位接受了主耶稣宝血的洗。
And we thank God that this morning we have five newly baptized members.
求主耶稣继续带领我们的温哥华教会的圣工。
And we pray to the Lord Jesus to continue to guide our church work in Vancouver.
早上啊，跟大家来谈谈托付与传承。
And this morning, the topic for us, for mutual encouragement, is entrustment and inheritance.
好，我们先看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of First Timothy, chapter 1.
第一章十一节
Verse 11
提摩太前书第一章十一节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 11
这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的
That confirms the glorious gospel of the blessed God which he entrusted to me
再看过十八节
And let's read on to verse 18
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once I made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight.
保罗在这里提到神将荣耀的福音啊，托付给他。
Here, Apostle Paul said that he has entrusted the glorious gospel to Timothy.
那保罗也要将这荣耀的福音再交托给提摩太。
And the glorious gospel that God has entrusted to Apostle Paul, well, now he will be entrusted to Timothy.
叫他能够继续的为了荣耀的福音。打那美好的仗。
And he hoped that Timothy can fight a good fight for the gospel of truth.
在使徒时代，主将这个真理道得救的福音，也就是这个荣耀的福音，交托给当时的使徒。
And during the apostolic time, God has entrusted this glorious gospel, the gospel of truth, to the apostles.
所以保罗说我们是基督的使者
And that's why Paul said that he is the messengers of God
要把人带到神的面前
And his duty is to bring people to God
看哥林多后书第五章
Let's turn to 2 Timothy
二十节五章二十节
Chapter 5 verse 20
所以我们做基督的使者哥林多后书五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20
所以我们做基督的使者就好像神借着我们劝你们一般我们替基督求你们与神和好今天我们也是一样要成为基督的使者把人带到神面前使人与神重新建立和好的关系
And today likewise we have Christ's ambassador that will bring others to God and make peace with God
但是我们刚才根据这个提摩太前书第一章的三节到十一节这个底下不但提到是基督的使者更是真理的卫士
Just now we've read 1 Timothy chapter 3 11 We're not only the messengers of God We also the fighter for God
所以在提摩太前书第一章的第三节保罗提到我从马其顿去的时候曾经劝你人住 在以弗所好使父那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事啊只会生辩论而已。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3 here it says that he went to Macedonia, stayed in Ephesus, so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies.
啊，这些事情啊，并不能阐明啊啊神在圣上所立的章程，也就是让这个职分更加显明出来。
And this work will not glorify God's work.
啊，确实在使徒时代啊，就有许多的异端邪说啊。
Truly, during the time of Apostle, there were many heresies and wrong teaching that infiltrate into the churches.
整个教会的历史就依据主耶稣在马太福音十三章所讲的那七比喻啊，一直在进行。
And the history of the church, you can actually follow it through in the book of Matthew and all the seven parables.
啊。撒种的比喻就是这个荣耀的福音开始这个播种下来，在使徒时代。
For example, in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, the parable of sower.
但是呢，第二个比喻就有败子进来了。
And where the seed was planted, and then follow the parable of sowers is a parable of the weeds. The weeds symbolize heresies.
所以在使徒时代啊，就有许多异端进入教会。
So during the time of apostle, there are many heresy that infiltrated the churches.
接下来芥菜种的比喻。
Following the parable of the weeds is the parable of the mustard seeds and the yeast.
借着拣选了保罗，就把福音尽快的传到外邦，传到地极。
And God has chosen Paul, and very quickly the gospel will spread to the Gentile and to the end of the earth.
啊，就好像芥菜种一样，哎，在种子里面是最小的，但是长大起来成了树。
Just like the mustard seed, when it's very small, and when it grew up, it grew into a big tree.
当时，使徒时代啊，这荣耀的福音确实如同芥菜种，但是呢，传播非常快。马上啊，兴旺起来，成了好像树一样。
So during the apostolic time, the truth is likened to a mustard seed, but small. But when it spread far and wide, it grows into a big tree.
但是非常可惜，就有飞鸟在树上筑巢了。
But very pitifully, the birds then come and to the tree.
飞鸟在十三章一开始啊，就指着。撒旦说的。
And from chapter 13 onward, the parable says that these birds are likened to Satan.
进入教会筑巢了。
And it has infiltrated into the churches and built its nest.
福音传到罗马之后。
And after when the gospel has spread to Rome.
真的，飞鸟就在树上筑巢。
And then truly, following that, the gospel was then being and the gospel has gone astray.
这个罗马皇帝君士坦丁信了耶稣。
And after the Roman King Constantine has believed in Jesus.
政治的力量就介入了教会里面。
The political strength has entered into the church.
好像飞鸟在教会里面呢，已经在筑巢。
It's just like a bird that has built its nest in the church.
接下去啊，面酵的比喻。
And then following the parable of mustard seed is the parable of the yeast.
有妇人来，啊，这个拿了这个面酵。
There was a woman who brought in some yeast.
就藏到三斗的面粉里面。
And mixed the yeast with the flour.
三四神的树木。
And as we know that that it was a tree that belongs to God.
这个面粉指着我们的灵粮，也就是指着真理。
And this woman who has brought into this yeast, as we know that this yeast also refers to Satan's trap, and this flower is the words of God.
这个笑在圣经里面主耶稣的叙述里面指着异端，指着邪恶。
This yeast refers to anything that's evil, whether it's heresy or evil.
所以异端这个邪恶进入教会，使整个这个荣耀的福音真理啊发酵了，变质了。
So heresy has entered into the church and has gone astray. The church has since then gone astray.
也就进入这个圣灵停降的时期了。
And distorted the truth. And ever since then, the Holy Spirit stopped descending.
完全教会完全发酵了，被恶势力掌控了。
And since then the church has grown through this yeast and was totally controlled by the evil power.
到44节就谈到这个宝贝的比喻。
And in verse 44, it talks about the parable of the hidden treasure.
在哥林多后书第四章第四节到第七节那里提到，这个宝贝就指着圣灵。
And in 2 Corinthians, it refers to some hidden treasure as the Holy Spirit.
珍珠当然指着真理。
And this pearl, of course, referred to the truth.
圣灵降临，再把这个荣耀福音的真理再次的挖掘出来了。
And when the Holy Spirit descended again, then this pearl, which is the truth, then start to spread.
也指着晚以圣灵的降临。
And this also referred to the latter rain of the Holy Spirit.
教会建立起来。
The church is then established.
靠着这个圣灵把真理，把这个珍珠再挖掘出来。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, this pearl is then once again glorified.
所以我们是末数圣灵建立的神的教会。
So our church is established by the Holy Spirit in the end time.
靠着圣灵已经能够回到圣经真理里面。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can once again return back to the Bible.
把这个荣耀的福音再次的宣扬出来。
And once again, we can spread this glorious truth.
最后一个比喻就是撒网的比喻。
And the last parable is the parable of the net.
天国就好像网撒在海上。
And then heavenly kingdom is likened to a net that's let down into the sea.
聚集了各种的水族。
And when it's full, it catch all kinds of fish.
网既然满了，就拉上来。
And when the net is full, the fishermen will of course pull it up to the shore.
就坐下来，把好的放在器具里面，不好的就丢了。
And once they collected the fish, they will put the good fish in the basket and throw away the bad one.
世界的末了也就是这样。
And this also will be the same at the end of the age.
所以我们是末世圣灵，晚以圣灵所建立的神的教会。
So our church is established by the Holy Spirit of the latter rain.
我们必须承担起这个神的托付。 把这个荣耀的福音能够传承下去，一代一代的传承下去，直到主耶稣再临。
So we should bear the responsibility of what God has entrusted upon us to continue to spread His gospel to the next generations.
因为这个荣耀的福音，这个真理的道，就是教会的这个柱石和根基了。
Because this glorious gospel, this words of God, is a pillar of this church.
使徒时代就因为这个真理变质了。
And during the apostolic time, after when the heresies has infiltrated the church, the truth was distorted.
圣灵停降了。
And then the Holy Spirit stopped descending into the church.
罪恶的势力掌权了。
And the evil power took over.
但是按照神救赎的经纶。
But according to the path of salvation, the process of salvation,
宝贝珍珠都被化解出来。
This precious hidden pearl is then once again discovered.
所以我们就是完以圣灵建立的真教会。
So our church is established by the Holy Spirit and let it rain.
我们必须把这荣耀福音这个真理道必须要持守。
And we should all the more hold on to this precious gospel.
啊，要成为真道的卫士。
And we should be the one who hold on to this truth.
必须要阻止这些异端。
And protected against heresies.
所以我们教会初期，啊，这个教会建立的一个目标就是万国根正教。
So in the beginning, when this church was established, its mission is to change the wrong teaching of other churches so that they can all return to the Bible.
要更正这个世界各国这个教会的异端要把它更正回到真理里面，回到使徒时代所承托的这个荣耀的福音里。
And its mission was to correct the wrong teaching of all other Christian denominations so that they can all come back to the truth that was spread by the apostles.
所以我们既然知道我们是末世凭着圣灵应许而建立的真教会。
So we all know that our church was established by the Holy Spirit in the latter time.
我们承担了这个荣耀福音的这个责任。
And then we have this responsibility to spread this glorious gospel.
所以早期工人把这个全备的福音传承给我们。
So in the earlier days, the workers has entrusted this mission to us.
我们必须一代一代的再把这个文传承下去，直到主再来。
And we should continue to spread this gospel from one generation to the next until the second coming of God.
那我们要下一代，要承接上一代的这些荣耀的福音。
So for this generation, in order to carry on the mission that's entrusted upon us from the previous generation.
当然，我们必须要具备有那承担托付的一个能力。
Of course, we must prepare ourselves, the ability to spread this gospel.
所以教会呢，对下一代，这个接棒者一定要做非常有规划的培训工作。
So that's why it is important that the church, has all kinds of preparation work to prepare the youth or the one that's going to take on, the work of the previous generations.
谁能够来承担这个工作？
Who's going to be the successor of the work?
我们看回来提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to First Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书第一章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，才派我来服侍他。我们要能够承接这个托付，我们必须要在主面前有能力。
In order to take on this mission that's entrusted upon us, we need the strength from our Lord Jesus.
再来就是对主忠心。
And next is to be faithful.
忠心的服侍主。
And to be faithful in the service to God.
还有十四节。
And let's read on to verse 14.
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
And here it says the grace of our Lord must be poured out abundantly along with the faith and love that's in Christ Jesus.
我们要承接这个托付呢，必须要在基督耶稣里有信心。
And in order to take on this entrusted mission, we need to have the faith in our Lord Jesus.
啊，有主里面的爱心
and the love in the Lord，
那我们才能够来承担这个托付。
Then only we can take on this entrusted mission。
啊，我们看这个提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.
从11节看哈。
And let's read on from verse 11 on.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。十二节
Verse 12,
为这个缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。十三节
Verse 13,
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。十四节
Verse 14,
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。啊，我们怎么能够把这个荣耀的福音牢牢的锁着，没有让它变质？
How do we guard this glorious gospel so that it will not change its truth?
我们怎么样才能够有这个能力来承担这个荣耀福音的托付呢？
How do we get the ability to bear this mission?
啊，保罗告诉我们几个要点。
Here Paul tells us a few important points.
第一就是能力的领受。
First, is the ability that God entrusts us.
他说感谢主，耶稣基督是我他的能力。
Here Paul said that he's thankful to God that God has given him the strength and ability.
所以我们啊，教会必须要栽培啊，这个下一代的年轻人。
So it is very important that our church should always nurture the next generations.
啊，最近年终啊，啊开会啊，啊也有对一个人力栽培有一个这个完整的一个训练配套。
In the International Assembly recently, they have this plan that is used to organize and train the future workers.
当然啊，家长要跟教会配合啊，栽培我们的幼儿，从宗教教育就开始啊，接受啊真理信仰的培植。
And of course, our parents must work together with the church to nurture our children for the work that is entrusted upon us.
到二十岁的期间。
So when this children grows until in the 20s,
应该啊，基本信仰、灵性有相当程度的基础了。
And by then, they should have very basic understanding of the truth.
他可以在教会里面啊当教员。
And of course, at that time, they can be teachers in church.
开始做带领侍奉的工作。
And start to take on work to serve God.
二十岁到二十五岁这个期间。
And during the period from 20 to 25,
必须编进事工的组织里面。
These workers should start to get into some of this church organization.
比如说教会负责人有五个到七个啊，那过谷这个负责人底下都有事工的组织。
For example, in a church, there are 6 to 7 ward member, and under each member, there should be other subcommittee.
啊，所以我这次来啊，也跟杨传道啊，跟几个职务人员呐、啊、研讨过。
And this time when I came to Vancouver, I sat down and talked to our preacher as well as our board members.
我们必须把教会的组织啊，要完整的把它建立起来。
And I suggested to them that we must have a very organized committee.
啊，组织要很健全。
When this organization is very complete,
哎， 我们教会小人数少的时候啊，这个工作量很少，几个人几个负责就可以承担了。
If the church is small and there will be not many work, so these work can be taken by a few board members.
但是教会渐渐发展。
But if this church is continue to prosper and grow,
人多了
and then membership starts to increase and more work starts to take on.
如果仍然把教会所有的工作仍然集中在几个少数人身上
and if this work is just centered around this small group of people,
哎，他一定做不好
then they will not be able to take care of many other things.
不但做不好
not only they wouldn't do the work well,
他就是全心全力的做，一定会把他累死
but even if they would put in all their best, they will be overworked.
甚至影响到家庭生活
and not only that, they will also affect their family lives.
结果什么都做不好。
So in the end, they will not be able to accomplish much.
所以我们教会在成长。
So when the church is growing,
组织就必须要不断在调整。
This organization must be always be adjusted to the growth of the church.
我们看神所造的万物就是这么奇妙。
And this is it would observe the creation of God.
那低等动物啊，它的组织结构非常简单。
And if you look at some of the creatures of a lower species, it's very simple.
组织结构最复杂的就是人。
And the most complex creation is God, is the human that God has created.
我们说人是万物之灵长，神是造人，按他形象造人来管理所有万物的，神所造的万物的。
And God has created human man to take care of his creations.
所以人的组织能力啊，各方面都超越一切的这个受造之物。
And that is why human is the most superior of all the other creations.
所以我们负责人过骨底下啊，必须要有事工的主。
So for every board member under each person in charge, he should set up a committee.
甚至需要还可以在组里面再分小组。
And if there's a need, they can also create a subcommittee under the committee.
就如同我们一个身体有外面看得见的这个四肢五官。
It's just like for our body, we can see the members from exterior.
还有身体里面看不到的五脏六腑。
And also, but we cannot see the system inside our body, the organs.
还有血管。
The arteries.
啊。来输送养分
that to transport oxygen
来滋润啊这些细胞
and to nurture all the cells of the body
还有非常精细的神经组织
and of course they're very immaculate
来
nervous system
传达他脑啊中枢神经所发出去的信息达到每一个身体的末端
That's to send a message from the brain to the rest of the body.
人的组织就是这么精密
And look at this human body. It is so special.
所以有一些人观念错误
Some people has misconception.
教会不可以有组织，这组织是属世的，是仁义的。
Some people suggest that church shouldn't have any organization because they belong to human.
教会要靠圣灵带领。
The church should just depend on the Holy Spirit to guide.
诶，教会要靠圣灵带领，绝对没有错。
It is of course true that the church must depend on the Holy Spirit.
教会如果不要组织
，But if the church doesn't have any organization,
神为什么要把教会比喻作他的身体
？Then why does God liken this church to His body?
神最有组织。
God is the one that's with the best organization skill.
那组织是属数的啊，是不对的。那神错了吗
？So if we disregard organizations, then are we disregarding the plan of God?
所以神是最有组织，也赋给我们人有组织的能力。
So God is very organized, and He also has given us His organization skills.
所以20岁到25岁这个期间呢，也就等于教会啊， 所有事工的执行者。
So from 20 to 25, this is a time where the workers should get out and take on the church work.
经过几年的培训，
and after many years of training,
他不但啊在执行上啊已经得心应手了。
Not only these workers will be then quite familiar with the church work.
25岁到30岁啊，应该就要去做事工策划的工作了。
And from 25 on to 30, these workers should then come together and start to plan church work.
哎，不但可以啊选为负责人，甚至呢可以按例做执事了。
Be board members, this is also the time where they can be ordained as deacons.
因为从小就接受宗教教育，哎，经过当教会当教员啊，当这个事工组织的执行者、企划者，这些教会的事工，他都能够得心应手了，相当有经验了，按例执事绝对没有问题。
So,if since young they have received this religious education and then they become workers and then become the board members, by 30, it should be no problem that they can be ordained as deacons.
所以我们现在教会的规章性的规定呢，按例执事必须啊要满30岁。
So in our church regulations to be ordained as deacons, this member must be at least 30.
并且啊要有这个事工的经历。
Also, this member must have experience of church work.
哎，他安立执事啊，绝对可以啊，胜任这个职责。
And with all this experience, then this worker definitely will be able to take on the work as a deacon.
我们现在也都有做职前的培训工作。
And until now, our church are very active in training new workers.
我们选立的执事也都有做培训工作。
To train deacons as well.
我们就不会说我当负责人要做什么我都不知道。
So with all this training, then those worker wouldn't say, I don't even know what I'm going to do now that I'm ordained as deacons.
啊，一样做在做圣工，为什么要把我按立做？执事长老干什么？
I can be just a worker. Why did I need to be ordained as an elders or a deacon?
因为没有培训，他不知道自己的职责在哪。
And the problem lies in that these worker were not being trained to be a deacon. So this worker doesn't know his or her own responsibility.
所以我们必须啊，要让每个人知道我该做什么。
So it's very important that the church must let each member knows what he or she needs to do.
我要怎么去完成我这些职责这些工作。
What should I do all this work that's entrusted upon me?
哎，结果还要不断的做检讨。
Not only so, as worker we also need to examine ourselves.
做修订。
And adjust ourselves.
那我们整个事工的推动就必定啊能够很顺利的去推展。
So then this way, the church will be able to carry it out smoothly.
所以我们这个30岁安立执事啊，经过15年，所以我们这个规定45岁以上啊可以安立做长老。
So from 30 to 45,after being ordained as deacons, now these deacons will then have the qualifications to be ordained as elders.
之前他对于教会整个事工啊，已经啊非常清楚，经历非常丰富。45岁以上，啊，经过几十年的培训呢、啊，他安立长老绝对可以胜任在教会里面当监督。
So for for a worker who has been trained since young, and from 30 to 45, he or she has been experienced as a deacon. By 45, he should be able to be elders and to be the overseers of the church.
所以我们要承接这个托付呢。
So in order to take on this entrusted missions,
哎，我们就必须要有这些呀、啊。啊，长期的 培训规划出来。
We must have a long-term plan, to train workers.
要能够培训，让能够有忠心的侍奉。
In order to train these workers, so the workers can be faithful in serving God.
在真理的信心上面能够持守。
And be able to guard faith and truth.
并且能够不断的被主耶稣的爱所激励。
And continue to be motivated and compelled by the love of Lord Jesus.
当然我们能力从神来，靠着圣灵。
Of course, the strength comes from the Holy Spirit, and we must depend on the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不但要不断的学习，接受栽培。
But we must continue to be trained and be nurtured.
每一个事工人员，每一个要服侍神的人，做主的门徒。
Everyone who wants to serve God and to be the apostle of the Lord.
他必须是被主耶稣的爱所激励的。
And this person must be compelled first by the love of Lord Jesus.
他能够感受到主的爱。
He must be able to feel and be touched by the love of God.
他才会生化爱主的心。
And then only he can have this heart that love God.
小孩子会孝敬父母。
A little child can be filial to the parent.
好像这是天经地义的嘛。
It looks like it's very natural.
但是事实不是这样。
But it's not so.
儿子杀死父母的太多了。
We have
为了得到要他的钱啊，甚至呢把父母去交保险，然后把他谋杀掉。
We have heard many crimes where children kill their parents for the sake of getting their life insurance.
这个时代实在太可怕了。
This is a very evil generation.
儿女会孝敬父母。
We see that children to be filial to their parents.
那是因为他感受到父母的爱。
It is because these children experience the love from the parents.
所以我们做父母的，如果不能让儿女啊感受到父母的爱，你叫儿女怎么孝顺你呀、啊？其实很难呐、啊。
So as a parent, if we never extend our love so that our children can feel and be touched by our love, it's very difficult that they will remain faithful and filial to you.
今天在教会里面，有许多人非常热心啊，侍奉主。
Today we see that there are many workers in church, very zealous serving God.
愿主耶愿意为主耶稣付出一切。
And they're willing to give their all to God.
为什么？
Why is this so?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
因为主的爱。
Because of the love of Lord Jesus.
是保罗说，基督的爱激励了我。
And that's why Apostle Paul says it's the love of Jesus that has compelled me.
想到他为了爱我，为我舍己。
Whenever I thought of this love, how he died for me on the cross,
人命都为我们舍去了。
And he even shed his life, his blood on the cross.
所以保罗说，基督的爱何等的长阔高深，我们无法去测度的。
And he always thought of this love, how deep and how wise the love of Lord.
保罗所以比我们众人更爱主。
And the reason that Paul can love the Lord more than all of us,
愿意为主耶稣受苦，
and that he's willing to suffer for the Lord and give his all to God,
那是因为他深深地感受到基督爱我，为我舍己。
Because he has deeply experienced how the Lord has died for him.
所以他说，今天我活着，是主在我里面活。
And that's why you said that today I live is because of the Christ in me that lives.
主在我们里面活，我们不是要活出基督来吗？
And since Christ lived in me, of course, well, we have to live out the image of Christ.
这是一个自然的现象。
This is a very natural phenomenon.
所以保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And that's why Paul says, I live in the Lord.
基督为我们死了，是为了让我们能够为他而活。
And because Christ has died for us, and we can live for Christ.
所以保罗说，不管生不管死，我总是主的人。
And whether I'm living or dead, I belong to Jesus.
所以我们要服侍主的人，我们必须呀、不断能够感受主的爱，不断的被主耶稣的爱所激励。
And for us, we belong to the Lord Jesus. We must continue to feel this love of God and to be compelled by His love.
我们一感到主耶稣这么爱我，我们自然而然就会生发爱主的心。
And once we experience this love from the Lord, then very naturally we'll love our Lord.
有些做儿女的，因为感受到父母的爱，你叫他不要爱父母，根本就不可能的事情。
And for the children, because they have experienced the deep love of their parents, it's impossible to tell them not to love their parents in return.
所以我们要更多的去思想
主耶稣的爱。So all the more we should ponder upon this love of the Lord.
但是我们常常有负面的想法。
But oftentimes, we have very negative thought.
不要忽略了，这是撒旦的工作。
And when we have that thought, so we must recognize it's the work of Satan.
神有什么把我们摆在试炼当中，去面对试探
？God sometimes put us during difficult times, to face trials and tribulations.
啊，我祷告主耶稣怎么不听
？And we often lament that we pray so hard, and how come the Lord is not listening?
我这么热心爱主，为什么会受了这些啊？挫折呢?
And I love the Lord so much. Why isn't that He delivers me from all these difficulties?
我为什么会进入那苦境里面呢?
Why did I enter into such difficult circumstances?
有时候就对主耶稣的爱就会产生怀疑。
And in difficult times, we start to doubt the love of God.
主耶稣哪有爱我?
And then we start to think, is it true that He loves me?
就是因为他中了魔鬼的诡计。
And when we have the thought like this, it's because we have fallen to Satan's trap.
看到的都是消极负面的。
And whatever we see is all those very pessimistic and negative thoughts.
不知道神的苦心呐。
And we do not know the good intention of God.
约瑟一生敬畏神，一直都在逆境的生活当中。
When we look at the character of Joseph in the Bible,He is a person who feared God, but in all of his life, he met with a lot of difficulties.
但是他对神充满信心。
But still, he has this faith in God.
神的意思原是好的。
And he knows that the will of God is good for him.
神是爱。
God is love.
只要我忠心耿耿遵守主的道。
As long as I hold on faithfully to the words of God.
就是在苦难逆境当中，也是。神的爱
And during difficult times is also a good will and love of God
因为神要造就我
Because God wants to train me
所以有时候我们好像朽木啊不可雕啊
Sometimes we are not teachable
神要造就我们我们经不起这个造就
And we cannot be taught even God wants to teach us
所以我们说玉不琢就不成器，人不学就不知义。
So it's very important that we need to continue to receive education, then we will learn.
约瑟就经过了这些苦难的磨练。
It's just like Joseph himself; he has gone through all this training and how God has taught him.
达到纯全成熟的地步。
Then he become very matured in his faith.
他成就了神对他的主亚伯拉罕的。预言
and he has fulfilled the prophecy that God has given to his ancestor Abraham.
诗篇里面提到他预先就被戴上这个脚镣手铐，被拉到埃及为奴之地去。
In the Bible, we read that first he was chained and then brought to Egypt.
后来当了宰相。
But then later on, he was then become a minister of Egypt.
七年饥荒当中，以色列下埃及了。
And for 7 years of famine, the Israelite has to go to Egypt to get food.
400年后
，And after 400 years,
神借着摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及了。
Through Moses, that Moses led Israelites out of Egypt.
回到神对他的主亚伯拉罕应许的迦南地
and to go to this place that God has promised to Abraham which is the land of Canaan
我们对神啊 要有信心。
So as a believer of God, we must have faith.
对神的爱要有信心。
And we must have faith in the love of God.
我们在工作上遇到困难、受到挫折的时候，我们才不会灰心丧志。
So when we meet with difficulties in our work, then we will not give up.
我们仍然能够承担这个托付，勇往直前。
And we can continue to take on this entrusted mission and continue to move on.
啊，我们这一节先讲到这里。
I'll conclude the session right here.
默祷。
Let us bow head and pray.